Okay, so first impression is that from the three speakers, the expat is slightly more critical than the two native Dutch, which is interesting. By the way, who of you is an expat? I wanted to say expert, but that maybe that on the topic. Could you raise your hands? Who considers? And I see people thinking, and then I see more and more hands coming.
We're good.
It's all about definition, right?
Join us.
Okay, what we would like to do we have to be careful and self-restrictive, not give a lecture, but we would like to show you some data and graphs about the topic. What would we be as a Montesquieu Institute without showing you some research? So the only thing is that I can't read what the screen says from here, so I will speak up a little bit and move towards that part of the screen.
Can I go and stand there?
And maybe the speakers can take careful notes. So here you will see some hard facts. You know, hard facts are important to inform ourselves about what is image and what is reality. And I say this with a little self-irony because there is a lot of in between it. So here are some facts that we found for you to inform the debate that we will have. Who's afraid of red, white and blue? The Migrant Integration Policy Index, it's a mouthful, but this index shows actually that the Netherlands ranks fifth among 31 European and North American countries since 2007, so the data are fresh, and that is not a bad performance. So that seems to be pretty good. The third best policy is on labor market mobility. Yeah, the Migrant Integration Policy Index is a composed index of how countries perform according to different measures of how migrants integrate in society. So, for example, the level of employment, the level of illiteracy or literacy, multiple indicators that are kept in an index. And since this index contains the same indicators for the whole set of countries, it is at least comparable data that we have here. The third best policies on labor market mobility, an interesting observation given the discussions about the labor market flexibilization in the Netherlands. Economic opportunities and targeted measures for foreign-born workers. Gideon, I think this is in line with the view that you just mapped out. Eurobarometer data from last year. Two-thirds of the Dutch agree that immigration is economically and socially, culturally beneficial to the Netherlands. That is an interesting figure compared to only 53%, still a majority, but 53% of the average for the other European member states. This is data from the European Union 27. 85% of the Dutch agree that legal immigrants should have the same rights as Dutch citizens. That sounds like an open, liberal society compared to still a majority, but less for the EU average figures. A finding that is perhaps less positive about the Dutch, at least according to the Dutch, which is that 54% of the Dutch are not in favor of filling the gaps on the labor market with non-EU citizens. So this is about immigration, labor market immigration from non-EU citizens, compared to, not favor, compared to only 46%. So that's the Netherlands is more critical towards immigration from outside the EU. This is an interesting world map where different countries are in a leak about what expats, I don't know whether, maybe you know this one, the Expat Explorer survey last year. And there is, again, it's an index of multiple indicators, and it shows that the Netherlands ranks 31st in the league table. So the Netherlands is 31st from a set of 31 countries in terms of favorable conditions according to the expats. So is the Netherlands a country that you like to live in as an expat, the Netherlands ranks 31st from 31 countries, so last. That's an interesting observation that doesn't seem to speak so much with the other figures that we showed. To summarize, expats in the Netherlands seem to have, according to the same survey, seem to have a hard time integrating in their new community in The Hague or elsewhere. The second point is that they are more likely to have relocated to be with their partner, spouse, than become expats to progress their career. So moving into the Netherlands is because their partner or spouse moves into the Netherlands rather than that individuals seek for career opportunities. So it is a sort of an indirect reason to be an expat, you can say. Third, expats do not appear to be motivated by money or material goods, which is very good in a Calvinist country, and are unlikely to earn high salaries. So that is another thing that expat surveys comparatively have shown about the Netherlands. And finally, despite the, as Billy has noticed, increasing pressure for expats and other immigrants